Monday, 31st of August. Our Privileges, Part 3. Genesis chapter 18, verse 18, New International Version. Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. Abraham didn't realize it yet, but his investment in the generations unborn are going to make the Lord's promises to him a reality. As Abraham understood and walked in his privileges as a godly man, his future was far more glorious than his past. His investment continues to pay dividends today and will continue to do so forever. In fact, we enjoy the fruit of Abraham's investment every day we live on this earth. The Lord is as good as his word. When we see the investment of our lives as a privilege before the Lord, and we exercise that privilege in faith, and we can rest easy knowing the Lord will honor his promises to us. When we share his word, remember that he has promised to honor that word, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. When we sow the gospel seed, know that he will water it and give the increase in his time. Let us not be afraid to live full tilt for Jesus, knowing that he will honor our sacrifice and that he will keep his promises to us, as he did with Abraham. Abraham was watched over by one who is always there. What a privilege to exist in the presence of one who will never leave us. What an honor to dwell with one who knows us intimately, yet loves us still, and who refuses to leave us. We serve the Lord who is able to do everything he has promised and more. It is a privilege to serve our Lord, who is so powerful and so mighty. We serve our Lord, who not only proposes, but he also disposes. Prayer thought: Lord, what a privilege to serve you, the one who keeps his word.